Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Horse Hour. And now I feel so privileged. I'm with the lovely Daisy Jackson. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, really good. Well, of course I'm good. I'm in your yard. I feel like I'm at your home right now. We're surrounded by beautiful tack, loads of stunning horses. Can you tell me a bit about your horses?
Yeah, well, I've got quite a few now. I have four horses and a pony of my own, but I've got 12 on the yard so far, so it's a busy place at the minute. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and how many of those do you have to ride?
So at the minute I have 10, 11 in work, but I'd say 9 in full work, so a lot.
So look, there's only 7 days in the week, and how often, I mean, surely horses need to get ridden like 4 or 5 times a week. Where do you find the time?
I make the time, but I also have a brilliant groom, Tony, who works with me every day. And she helps with a lot of the jobs on the yard and some of the riding in the afternoon. So we managed to fit the time in, yeah.
We've had the best day today. I've been watching Daisy ride and do some dressage, and you've been learning canter pirouettes, it looked like, today. Which horse was that on?
Yeah, so that was Tango. He's 11 now, and I've had him since he was 4 going 5. So we're just really working on developing his canter pirouettes and his passage, some of the higher level movements. We've had a bit of a journey with him, been a bit tricky, but he's coming out the other side now. I absolutely adore him. I absolutely love him. He's brilliant.
He looks stunning. What was tricky about him? Is that because of his age, or is he just quite excitable?
So he's not necessarily built how you would ideally want a perfect dressage horse to be built. So there's you know, it's like people and like athletes, you know, some are built to run, you know, some are built to do other things, and he wasn't necessarily built to find it really, really easy. So he's battling with his own, you know, body, and I'm just helping him to build strength in the correct way instead of, you know, against me. But he's really getting there, you know. He's brilliant.
He looks amazing.
Oh, thank you.
From what I was seeing from your training, is that it's little and often. So it's, and tell me if I'm wrong, because I don't know, Daisy, but it was like you were pulling him back into the sitting position.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he got it right, really quickly, you'd then release him to let him move forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. So it's important not to put them under too much pressure too soon, because obviously they're not always understanding what they're doing. It's all about praise. And I always say to my clients, and remind myself, you always correct the incorrect work and really, really praise the correct work, and they learn by praise. So it's important to instantly reward them when they're doing it right. Yeah, I find he learns best that way.
Now, you're doing incredibly well. I had a lovely chat with your mum earlier. So at 20, you have trained all your horses yourself.
Yeah, it's something I really career-wise like to live by, and that is, I really want to do it myself. I've had them all either from babies or at least from very low levels, and I'm aspiring to train them up to Grand Prix, but without others having to do it for me. It's really important that I you know, give myself the opportunity to push myself and do it myself. And it's so rewarding that way.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Can look back and say, I did all of that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you have helpers. You have people helping you, and you've got your team of support. But it's lovely that you're that tenacious and you love it so much that you will get on all the horses, and you know that every movement they make, when they're stretching out their legs and looking beautiful, that you've created that.
Yeah,
I think it's amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got amazing trainers on the ground helping me, and I couldn't do it without them. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't want to get on and just compete and then expect someone to put in the hard work. I want to be that person that puts in the hard work and trains them from scratch, from babies. I think that's really important.
Okay, so take me back to your childhood then, when you first decided that you wanted to ride. Can you remember what it was that made you so passionate about it?
It wasn't really a defining moment. I loved it. I had a little pony, Dash, who I've still got now.
Oh, really?
What
does he look like?
He's a little, he's small, he's only 12 hands, and he's white. We call them grey, but he's just pure white. And he's a little Welsh A, and I've had him, well, my mum actually knew him before I was even born, so we've had him forever. And I just loved him. Every day after school, I wanted to ride. My mum's into horses. She used to train people herself. So it's always been there. I've not really known much else, and I've just always loved it. It's never been a chore to me. So
well, it can't be, can it? Because the hours that you work, you're up at 5 o'clock every morning.
It's busy, but yeah, it's still work. But at the same time, I'm lucky enough to kind of have my hobby as my job every day. You know, a lot of people are waiting for their days off or waiting for payday, and I'm just enjoying every single moment of work, and it doesn't seem like work, and that's why I'm so lucky, I guess.
I love it. I'm here already. I'm having the best day just being surrounded by these stunning horses. Dash, how old is he now?
Oh, goodness. So if I'm 20, he must be about 20, somewhere in between 22 and 24. So he's got to be 2 to 4 years older than me. So
do you keep most of your horses? How does that work? Have you got some? How long have you had your latest horses?
Okay, so at the minute I've had them all a fair amount of time. Tango I've had for about seven or eight years now. So I've had him for a long time. He's never going anywhere. I'm never going to sell him. Yeah, he's absolutely brilliant. I it's really important that I train them to as far as I can get them before making that decision, if I have to sell them. I have sold some in the past, but I don't buy to sell. I buy to train them on to do the best I can, and then if you know, I've gone as far as I can and I feel like they can give someone else the opportunity to learn on, then I would consider selling them. But that's for the ones I have now, it won't be for a while.
That would be the hard point, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think I could sell, because you fall in love with them. You build such a relationship with them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The thought of it, well, I don't really let myself think of it, but the thought of it is horrible. Yeah.
They're not for sale.
They're not for sale. No, we won't think about that yet.
And don't you ride some other people's horses as well? Don't they ask you to train them for them?
Yes. Yeah, so I have some part owners. So a lovely lady, Heather Stack, who has Larkshill Stud, has given me a 50% share in the four-year-old that I have at the minute, which has been the most amazing opportunity. He's absolutely wonderful horse. Tracy Bywater has done that with another horse, Blackberry.
Blackberry's poorly at the moment.
She's poorly at the minute. But she's getting through, and hopefully come next year we'll be back up to scratch. Yeah.
What happened? Can you talk us through it?
Yeah, so when she came to me, she was 5 years old at the time. She came with little growths on her tummy and the top of her legs, which are sarcoids. And we were told to kind of like leave them alone. It's really tricky kind of things to actually get rid of. They're quite scary. A lot of people don't, there's so many different methods of either getting rid of them or not touching them, and it's one of those things where it would be a gamble whatever we do, but it's come to the point now where I want to kind of get rid of them, make sure she's completely healthy sound horse, absolutely fine, and then continue to train again. You know, I think I've ignored them now for long enough. I mean, I'm a big believer in if I were to see one, I'd get rid straight away. But obviously, if they've got plenty, then it's a bigger job, isn't it? So it's
sometimes sarcoids don't cause any problems, do they?
No, not at all. Sometimes they were out of the way before, and they were small, and they don't cause any problems. They're not painful or anything like that. But if they start to expand or ulcerate or spread, then it's time to try and get rid, really, which is what we've done. And it's all gone well, but it does mean she's got a bit of time to recover. But I'm not in a rush. She can take as long as she needs to recover. She's getting a load of TLC, lots of love, eating lots of apples and bananas, and just she'll be ready when she's ready to come back.
She says she's just having a break, and that's okay. She can enjoy the sun and enjoy being a horse.
It's good
for a
sometimes
bit.
To have a break, you know. Yeah, so they need it sometimes. She's only young, and she's really advanced for her age. If she deserves a break anyway. So
how old is she?
So she's 8.
So I hear often that some people, when they back their horses or when they've done quite intense training, they then give them a year off anyway to almost settle their brains a bit.
Yeah. So they sometimes when they've been working really hard, having really tough seasons, it's important just to give them a break sometimes, you know. She's very, like I say, she's very advanced for her age. She's already starting to learn the top level movements at 8 years old. So a break, she's not going to be falling behind much at all. I'm not worried about her falling behind because she deserves a break. And I think she'll come back fighting. Yeah,
bless her. Well, I wish her well. Is she your Grand Prix horse, do you think? Is she the one that's going to go right up there?
Yeah, I think I've actually got a few in that I really believe are going to be potential Grand Prix horses. I think there's a few with that talent, as long as their brain is on the same page, then I think that's going to really help. But it's hard to say, but I think she perhaps could be my top one because she is extremely talented and is doing really well. The judges love her, so and very, very, very trainable as well. Got a great brain on her, so.
It's because she's so pretty.
Absolutely.
She's just gorgeous.
She is. She's a black beauty. She really is, yeah.
So tell me more about your history, really, of when you started dressage. Was it always a goal that you wanted to make it as far as you could, or was it a bit of a hobby to start with?
I'm a really, really ambitious person with everything I do. I like to seize every opportunity, cram everything in to my life. You know, you only live once. My ambition from a kid, even when I started out on Dash, when I was really, really young, I always said that I wanted to be an Olympic rider, and that's even now that is something I aspire to. I know it's extremely hard and it's a bit of a dreamer thing to think, but I'm going to keep striving and I won't stop until I get there if I ever do. And I don't mind how long it takes. I don't mind what horse it's on. I'll just keep going, keep learning, and just enjoying it. I think it's always about the journey, not the destination. Whilst that is something I really, really want to do, if at any point I'm not enjoying myself, then that will change. But that's where I want to head, and I'm just going to try and enjoy every step. So at least if it doesn't happen, I would have loved my loved my time doing it and
had an amazing life. I don't think it is a dreamer thing, because every single person on that Olympic team, it was a dream for them, and they made it. So you have every chance that you could get there, because you're doing really well now. What level are you competing at now?
So on Blackberry, just before she fell ill and went under the operation, I was doing pre St George on her. Which is great, because I have done it since she was a baby. So it's been a really
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tough, but it's been a good journey up, and when she comes back, we'll keep pushing. So we're definitely not going to stop there, definitely.
So in the meantime then, what are you doing at the moment? You're instructing other people, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm riding all of mine at the yard, and then I'm also training my clients. So I have a client base where I go to, they either come to my yard or I go to other yards and teach people on their horses, which I absolutely love doing.
That must be quite nice, because not only are you part of your own growth and your horses and how well they're doing, but to watch, I think of them as little children, your students, to watch them then go and compete. And do you train anybody from, like, amateurs? So you could train me, for example, right up to top level.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter if you were to kind of just be getting, you know, just bought a new horse and you're just kind of really starting out, or you want to, or you're a little higher up and you want to just keep improving. It, for me, it's as long as improvement is being made and as long as I can help someone in whatever way, whether it's basic or more advanced, I'm getting something out of it. And I love it. I really enjoy it. I have clients of all ages, abilities, all different types of horses. And I feel that I've been able to help them with whatever it is they've wanted to achieve.
And their journey.
Yeah,
that's what you're helping them with their little, you know, their story. I mean, I was going to say earlier, actually, when you're watching them compete for the first time, or, you know, it might be 50 times, but to see, I love seeing the excitement on people's faces and they're so proud of themselves. And to know that you are part of that and you've helped them must give you a sense of achievement.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know how I feel towards my trainer when we get something right, or when I go competing and I think, oh, I can't believe I've cracked that, you know, my trainer's helped me with that. I know they must get the same feeling with me, and I love that, because I know that it is such an important part of their progression is the trainer and the training.
So, who is your trainer?
So I'm training with Anna Ross mainly, who is absolutely amazing. Really, really great system she has of training horses and teaching people. She's and not only can train horses herself, but the way she coaches and communicates to clients, I think is a real gift, because some people can do one or the other, but, you know, she can do both and to the highest standard. And also, my friend round the corner, Bruce King, also helps me very much with my young horses. And because he's round the corner, he can come over quite often and just be my eyes on the ground and really help as well. So,
how much does that help you then, having somebody like being on the ground? What do they tell you? What sort of things?
Oh, all sorts, really. They will give me confidence about the good bits. They will give me tips about the bits that aren't so good. You know, you're constantly learning and constantly trying to improve. And they just, yeah, really give me methods that I may not be aware of myself. There's a million and one ways to do it, and they just can help me find my little system. And I always say that I don't ever want to train like one specific person. I want to take the best bits, I feel the best bits from all these people, and then make my own little system and my own way of training. And they really just help towards that, really.
And can you give us any of those tips? Are there any? Can you think of a section that maybe you would always live by when you're training your horses?
Okay, so
that's a tough question. I know I've thrown it on
you. Okay. So if, say, for example, a horse is really spooky, but it's through them being nervous and not being, say, a little bit stubborn, I'd say what's really important is to give your horse confidence. So quite a while back, I had a lesson, and he just said to me, the trainer just said, you know, give your horse a pat, tell him they're good, you know, when they're losing a bit of confidence, when they're not sure they're doing it right, give it a pat, tell them it's good, praise them. And that really stuck with me, and I really do like to pass that on. I think that's a great tip, no matter what level, what person, what horse, what rider. You can't ever give your horse too much confidence and praise when they're a little nervous. So that's
a lovely tip. Thank you. I think I might struggle with that because I'm not a confident rider. So to give my horse confidence could be quite difficult.
You've got to just bite your tongue and say it's all right.
Well done. When I'm shaking inside, he's like, I know this isn't okay.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking, Daisy, now I want to bring Blackjack over to you and say, right, okay, so you can train my horse for me because that's what you do, and you can also teach me.
Yeah.
So sadly, I don't have a school near me, so we might have to, we're just in a field, is that okay?
That's, of course it is, yeah. It wouldn't bother me where you are. You can always improve, and that's what's important. I don't mind, you know, the sort of rider you are, whether you're a beginner. If I can help any sort of improvement, then I'm doing my job properly.
Brilliant. Bring a bike, we'll go out hacking.
Amazing.
And we'll have school on the New Forest. How does that sound?
Amazing. That sounds great.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. We are going to mention your sponsors because you've got some wonderful sponsors. Obviously, one is Horse Scout.
Yes. As you can see. Yeah, so I'm an ambassador for Horse Scout.
Which is a great accolade to have because
Horse
Scout, they help you sell your horse, but they have absolutely the best riders, the best horses, the best kind of professionals on their site. So to be asked is a really big thing, I think.
Yeah, I'm really, really honoured to be a part of it. You know, I think it's great, and it's growing, it's expanding all the time. It's a great company, and really honoured to be a part of it, and loving it. I love to be a part of it. It's great.
And your other sponsors, I hear quite often riders say, I was really passionate about this brand anyway, and I used to use their product anyway, and then they approached me and asked to sponsor me. Is that how it worked for you?
Everyone, actually. I've not been gone into it with just kind of being sponsored. It's always been, I've loved it, and I've kind of been a loyal customer first. And I, for example, with my feed, Top Spec, I've been feeding forever, including my little pony. I've always have, and then they approached me and offered sponsorship, and I wouldn't use anything else anyway.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm telling people that's my, you know, my favourite feed, for example, that's not because I'm sponsored. It's because I'd use it anyway. I love it. It's great. So yeah, that's how it's work. I think that's how it should work. Yeah.
It's a great idea. What are your thoughts on Matchy Matchy? I keep hearing this Matchy Matchy and I'm like, oh, I don't know how I feel.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I love Matchy Matchy. I love Bling. Mm-hmm. I think that's what the modern dressage is about. I think it's everything about it is growing. I think what's important is it's a sport that people don't always look at as a modern sport. And I think it's important to aim it at young people, people that aren't necessarily into the dressage, and introduce them. And I think by doing that is to make it fun, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, put colours on your horse. You know, I have brilliant sets from Bespoke Bandages, which are, you know, I've got bright pink bandages to go with my Numna, and I've got Bling from on the bridles from World's Exclusive Bling. And it makes it fun. It makes, you know, people want to get into it.
Yeah, for so long we see these show jumpers that have like amazing, have gold stirrups that look so stunning, and they have all this bling and it looks fab. And it's so nice that it has come into the dressage industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. It's no longer old fashioned. Yeah, it's starting to become a lot more modern, and that is definitely appealing to.
We've got a little friend here. Who's this?
The younger audience.
Up? Let's give her an introduction. So is this your new puppy?
Yes. She's, sit down. She's Sprite. She's a year now. And
she's gorgeous.
Very, very nosy.
Oh, hi, Sprite. Liking the microphone, are you?
She's very nosy, but I love her. She's a cheeky girl. Don't bite it.
Well, she likes to bite it. Does she go everywhere with you?
She goes absolutely everywhere with me. You can sit down there. She comes in the lorry. She everywhere in the car to all my clients and things. She loves it. She's we're quite attached now. She's my best little mate. Yeah, she is.
And so let's go on to your plans then. What are your plans this year?
With Tango, it will be to get back out competing, because obviously he was off last year through having about 5 months off through having a sinus infection and teeth out. So getting him out competing is a big kind of goal for me.
When you say back out, where would you take him? In other words, where can we come and watch him? Because he's amazing.
I love him. He's great. I'm not sure. We'll see what's about. But Anna Ross is based at Chelderton. They also do shows there. And because he knows it, because he trains there, that'll probably be my first outing there.
Nice. Is that because he gets nervy when you take him out?
Yeah, he does. He's very tense. Very tense horse. Very kind of emotional and things, and he doesn't always stay calm, so it's my job to help him. But at the same time, I think just starting out at a venue that he knows in itself is going to help. So we'll just have to build his confidence back up.
That's so interesting, because I'm literally taking Blackjack out for the first time on Sunday by himself. Because when we go anywhere, he gets really nervous unless there's another horse there. So we're going to a friend's yard. We've already been to the yard that he knows, so we've done that section. And now I'm going to a friend's yard where we can just go and put around the school to try and get him used to it. I'm so scared.
Yeah, don't be. Just take your time, you know, be confident, and or at least try and give him confident vibes. And just take your time, really just... You know, allow him to, you know, look around, and don't give him the vibe that it's scary, and also don't rush him into work. So, you know, give him time to walk around and relax, so he goes places and thinks, I'm enjoying this. This is fun. You know, I like this. I like, you know, he considers it little parties, and then build on that. Yeah, it's important to let him enjoy himself. That's important.
And that's easier said than done when you're that nervous to want them to enjoy it, but you're nervous, you're trying to go, it's okay, everything will be okay. But I think I totally will take that point on board about taking time and not rushing anything. So we've got all day, which is great.
Good.
And another thing I heard, you can tell me if this is good or not, is don't put them straight back on the lorry as soon as you've worked, because they'll be tired already and they'll find it quite stressful.
Yeah, it can do. I mean, it depends. All horses are different. You know, some are really happy to wait on the lorry, and they march back up and then they munch their hay and they're happy. And the ones that are used to it are fine. You just got to see what he how he is. Yeah. But at the same time, you want them to learn how they've got to do it. Eventually. But at the same time, tell them it's OK. You know, this is how we're going to do it, but it's not a bad thing. Yeah, so you just...
And make it fun.
Yeah, make it fun. Definitely make it fun. Always make it fun. Fun for yourself, fun for the horse. If it's not fun, there's no point doing it.
I'll let you know on Monday how it goes.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, do.
If we make it back. Daisy, it's been an absolute pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. No, it's been great. Thanks.
How can we follow you? Can we follow you on Twitter and Facebook?
Yeah, so DJ Dressage is what I go under on the Twitter, and Daisy Jackson Dressage on Facebook. You can follow me there. I also have a website, DJ Dressage, so you can get to me through there.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter Mondays 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern, by using the hashtag Horse Hour. Follow Amy at AmyStevenson1 and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher and Player FM.
Hold up.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.